Viter and Shasper and Chaf picking up on Yutesima Beis by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. First wide line, second word, Yosef Abinasha. So now that we finished off, we knocked off Rav Hoshaya, who's trying to pull a move and say that Rav Shimon holds that Eish Yisachav Shlo Be'olamo is, he's Cholik Lechachamim, whether he was born before Yivim was done, after Yivim was done. And we knocked that off to say that no, they both agree that if the new baby Levi, if Reuven Shimon and Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam on Reuven's wife, before that happened, that in such a case it's got to be an Isser Veish Yisachav Shlo Be'olamo. However, if it was after it was all said and done and he was already married and then he was born, so the Rebbe Shimon argues on that and he says in such a case that it's going to be mutter to do Yibam and or Chalitza on Shimon's wife, the Reuven's former wife, if Shimon ends up dying with no kids. Okay, now we want to get into why is this, where did they get it from? Zok the Gemara, Yosef and Manasseh bar Zvid kamid Rav Huna. Yosef Kavar may say, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Pshat Rabbi Shimon that he says, Eish Zachav Shalom Hayo Be'olamo? If Shimon already married Reuven's almana and then Levi is born, what's that? Then he says that's going to be much to do. Says Gar, my time to be Shimon. Kidomer time, he already said why. This whole bo matzah beheter, since he came into the world when he was already beheter. V'lo amda elav shah achas pisa. There was never a time when it was aser. It wasn't like he was born into when it was waiting to happen. So therefore, that's why. Elo my time to the rabbanon. Really want to know what's the reason for the rabbanon that would say in such a case that it would be a problem. Says Rashi, what is the reason for them, for the rabbanon? The asire that the aser beyibum will besof nolad hare lo amdal zeb bezikas achiv shaloi be'olamo miyamav. He was never in such a massive for his whole life. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara. Amar kra, he lives from a pasuk. The pasuk says ula kacha lo leisha v'yibma. He takes her for a wife and does yibum to her. A dying yibum in rishonim aleha. He says takes for a wife and yibum say for a wife, and then yibum must be the status of Yibam is she's still called like Yibam, even though after they were married. So therefore, it remains in that same Isser of connected to Reuven. Ella had the Tanan. I, what do you do with the fact that it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, says that if Kenasa, if the Yavim does marries her and does Yibam, Harehi ki ishto l'chol davar, it's like his wife, she got married for everything. From Rabbi Yossi, Barachirina, Rizachirina says, Malame, this comes to teach you. Beep, turn the page, Dav Chaf. Shemigarsha beget, that you go and you do, if there's going to be gitin that happens, if they decide to split up afterwards, that there's a get that's given. Rashi says, Ve'ina tzuche chalitza, there's no need for doing chalitza. If Imratz al-Hachzir machzir, and he wants to marry her again, he can't. I'm still in Rashi. V'lo amrin and mitzvah ramya rachmano aleha v'avda umehashta teiku aleha be'iser eishes ach. Right, we do not say that this is still, the mitzvah is still connected to her in any way. Rather, shemagosha beget, machzira, and you can go and you can take it back even afterwards, like straight up, there's no yim and chalitza after. Says the Gemara, hasam nami, and over there too, lema, we know the pasuk says, v'yibma, adayin yibumim rishonim aleha, the yibum is still on her, v'tipoi chalitza, and therefore she would have to do chalitza, yet we don't say that. Why not? Says the Gemara, no, shiny hasam, the amar kra, ulakacha lo leisha, because the pasuk says, it'll take her for a wife, which means, Kevin, Shalakacha, Nasis Kisha, the Chodavar. Once he takes her as a wife for everything, and therefore there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, all that stuff is out the window. For Tikuriyachi, Achinami. What are you talking about? Then over here too, but Eishizach of Shalom Baolamo. It's the same thing. Once he takes it for a wife entirely, and therefore, after it should be fine. Why is it that the Chacham say that is a problemo that the brother cannot go and take her? Ha, says Gemara, ha, kasav rachmana v'yibma. What do you mean? But it says v'yibma, which means that even after they get married, they're still called yivama. So Gemara, okay, well, what kind of game is this? Uma ramis, what is it that, what's pshat? Uma rais, what is that you saw over here to come and say that one pasuk should be used in order to work one way and the other person use another way to make it work? You're just picking and choosing which way you want it to go. So then maybe we should flip it the opposite way, right? And we should say, let's say she needs a get from after getting married to just straight up Yibam, and really she's like a wife that she can actually go ahead and marry the next brother. How do you know which way to throw the pasuk? It's a government stabra that shadi etera etera. It makes sense to go and put the mutter with the mutter shadi isura a isura. the case where you do Yibum, which is totally mutter, put that as the wife thing, and the case of Eishes Lachos Shalom Ba'alamo should be with the Isser thing. So therefore, it makes sense to go and put that together. So that's the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Holba Umatzah Beheter, since this new brother Levi came and he found her Beheter, Lo Amda Olav Shachas Beis, there's no Chashal Atzah Beheter. Elamiyata, but hold on 1 second, Achoso Me'imo, if that's the case, it'll be a very interesting case that he wants to try to now make work. Then Achoso Me'imo, Shanasa Achiv Me'aviv, V'achikach Nolad Ach, Umeis Tisyabim. Now they should go ahead and they should be able to do Yibam, Holba Umatzah Beheter, since he came and he found her in a state of Heter.
All right, here's the case. You have a guy named Moshe. He marries someone named Rachel. They have a kid, Sarah. Write it down, people. You have Yaakov. Marries Leah. They have a kid named Reuven. You're totally unrelated people. Next. Reuven. Vanessa Reuven is Sarah. Reuven then goes and marries Sarah. So you got Moshe and Rachel's kid. Marry Yaakov and Leah. Beautiful. Mazel tov. Now, who makes Moshe? Moshe ends up dying. That's the mother. That's the father of Sarah. Vinissa Rachel Yaakov. Rachel marries Yaakov. That was the other couple. Yaakov is now married to Leah and to Rachel. They have a kid. Their kid's name is Shimon. So Shimon turns out he's the brother of Reuven from the pops, and he's the brother of Sarah from the mops, or it's from the mother. Now Reuven dies, and he doesn't have any kids. So now what happens? Sarah falls to Shimon, her brother, to do Yibam. According to what Rabbi Shimon understands, so it should be now that Sarah should do Yibam to Shimon, her brother. You know why? Because when Shimon was born, it was already that she was married to Reuven. Sarah is married to Reuven. It turns out that Beheter, they could do Yibam. And therefore, if you have Keheter Zeh, it's Yisrael Chos, it should overcome the Isser of sister. So, is that what you want to say, or Shimon? Frank Gemara, what are you talking about? Iser Achoso, Heichan Azel. Where does the Iser of the sister go to? There's an Iser of marrying your sister. The Gemara goes, okay, here too. Hachanami. Iser Achiv Shalom Ba'alamo, Heichan Azel. Where did it go? So, what do you do with that? The nine. Hi, the Iser of Achoso is Iser of the less Leheter. It's never Heter for that. You can't do Yibum to that sister. There's nothing to talk about. When it comes to Hi, the other one of it is just Ach. That's Yisur de Isle Heter. There's a Heter that comes up by his case of Yibam. Period. Next Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Klal of Rabbi Yevama. There's a klal that was said, a general rule of saying about a Yevama. Kol she'as Isur Erva, whenever she's an Isur Erva to the Yavam, lo choletzes for the Misabemis. So she doesn't do Chalitza or Yibam. And Rashi says, Tzarasa v'kol she'keni, her Tzara, and of course, her. So if I have a brother Jack, and my brother Jack marries my daughter, Jack now dies, my daughter falls to me, and the Yibam, there's a Tzara also, such a case, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibam for the Tzara, and for the Erva, everyone's off the hook. Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, which the Gemara is going to explain, we're going to jump into the Mishnah is going to explain a little bit what that is. Choletzes v'lo misa bemes, there's Chalitza that's done, but there is no Yibam that is done. And that is because we're going to see these are derabbanan dike yisurim, and therefore there's no you midoraisi, you have to do something, so therefore you can't just get off the hook scot free, but midorabbanan you're not allowed to, so therefore you do chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibam. Now we have another case lock these. Zok the heilige mishnah achosa she yivimta. Let's say you have three brothers, Reuven, Levi, and Shimon. And Reuven and Levi are married to sisters, so Rachel and Leah. And then Reuven and Shimon die. And now these two women fall to Levi to do Yibam. But let's say the girl, one of the girls, let's say Rachel, ended up being Levi's, was before marrying Reuven, was married to Levi's son, so she was called Kaloso, so that's an erva to him. And now, when she ends up marrying the next person, Reuven, and now Reuven and Shimon die, and now they fall to Levi. So since she's a tzara, so now that we have these two sisters, but one of them is since she's an erva, so now Achosa, she Yevimta, her sister, Leah does Chalitza or Yibam, because the erva is out of the picture. They weren't coming together, right, from the same family. They come from two independent families, and one was out before it starts. So it's about you do the chalitza, or you do yibum to that one. Rashi says, "Achos erva de lo pagah ba achos hazukukasa mishum de erva lav zukukasa." It's not considered zakuk.
It's just a zokik matzah, but if it's an erev, it's not zokik, it's out. So therefore, the other one is going to have to do either one of them. Now we go into these ideas we said before. Iser mitzvah and iser kedusha. Iser mitzvah is shnios midivrei sofrim. These are secondary arayos midurabanan. We're going to see what they are on Daf Chafalef. Let's go through a list of examples. One of them would be, for example, your mother's mother. That's an example of a case of shnios midivrei sofrim. The rai said it's okay, midurabanan, it's a problem. So shnios midivrei sofrim, iser kedusha. That's what that is. Now, what's iser kedusha? Iser kedusha, hold on a second, what did we say about that? We said about koshi iser erva. Iser erva is lo choletzes velo misabemes. It doesn't do either one of them. Wrong thing. Sorry, next. We said that iser kedusha. Where are you, man? It's a mitzvah. It's a kedusha. Choletzas for the mitzvah. You do chalitza because midoraisa you're chayav, but you don't do yibam because midorabanan you're not allowed to do it. So you have to do chalitza and yibam. And that's the case of iser mitzvah. What's considered iser kedusha? That's levels of kedusha that are aser. Almana lekohen gadol. That would be an almana married to a kohen gadol. We know a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, but you have a kohen gadol who's a brother and he ends up dying. He's a regular kohen, and now the wife falls to him as an almana in front of him. That is a problem of called iser kedusha. We're going to make our way down the list now. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. We know the same idea is that a grusha and a chalutza are not to get married to a kohen hedyot. So let's say I have a kohen hedyot that ends up, his brother is married to a grusha. That wasn't okay. Or a chalutza, even though chalutza is midrabanan, not allowed to marry to a kohen because of grusha. But point is, nonetheless, grusha chalutza l'kohen hedyot, that would be a problem if it falls to them. Mamzeris and nesin l'Yisrael. And mamzeris, we know what that is. It's a child, the product of a kares relationship. A nesina, Yonasan is the people that went and tricked, is a story in Yoshua, that they tricked Yoshua to converting, and he converted them, but they really weren't supposed to do that, but the point is he did, and he ended up calling Yonasan. They were woodchoppers and water carriers. Point is, we're not supposed to go marry them, but Mazeris and the Sinli Yisrael is the same case over there. If that was done, it ended up being Yibam Chalitza, they end up dying, or Bas Yisrael, Lenasan, Umamzer, all these cases, we say we have to do Choletzas, Velo misyabemes. Please tell me I got that right. Yeah, exactly. So it's the flip case we said before. If a bas yisrael and the bangenasin, the mamzer, and then they fell to yibam, they would do chalitza and not yibam. Okay, whenever we say the lashon klal, it's coming to include something. This is a general rule. Zok the gemara klal. What are you coming to include in your klal here? Amara from Papa, he says it's coming to a kula sui tsaris islandis, the tsar of an islandis, that they're going to be putter from Yibam and Chalitza. It takes us back to Gimel. We mentioned this a little bit, and we mentioned on Yud Beis was the main source of this, Ukudra of Asi, according to the Shita of Rav Asi. As Rashi so beautifully points out, the Suri Taurus Island is Kervasi, a pair of comments of Yud Beis, the Locho Letzes, Velo Misia Bemis. The erva karina bus is called an erva. By island is the miyat kra. The pasuk was mayiter miashar teled v'kaima aleha beisr eishes ach hilkach sarasa tsaris erva. Her tsara ends up being a case of tsaris erva. V'gidam are just the opposite. They come and they say kol shi suri isr erva hu dasir tsarasa. Only when it's isr erva, then it's going to go ahead and say that asir tsarasa is going to end up in answering up the erva also. Halo isr isr erva, but the isr is not an isr erva. Tsarasa lo asir, then the tsar is not going to be asir to him to do to the avam. Lemute ma'ar, what's that excluding? Amarara from lemute tsaras islandis is coming to exclude the case of a tsar of an islandis who do lo krabi asi and not like rav asi. Again, we know the case of an islandis is a girl who's not able to have children. The reason this islandess isn't allowed to be with this person is not because of the fact that she's a tsara, but rather because of the fact that she's an islandess. And therefore, she's not called a rias, and therefore, the tsara is going to be chayiv. Next part of it, she says, we said, the sister was yivam. That's to do chalitza or do yibam. Says the Gemara, chosa daman. Sister, what does this mean? Chosa to who? If you want to say it's talking about the Yisr Mitzvah, these Durabanan de Gezachin that we said we're going to see on Daf Chafal, which is Durabanan de Gezachin, then we're going to say, Kevin de Midoraisa, Ramikame, since Midoraisa goes and they have to do Yibam, Sapagabachos, Kukaso. We already answered this in the Mishnah, but the problem is if you're going to say that it's talking about the case of the sister that's coming of Iser Mitzvah, we know Iser Mitzvah really midoraisa is chayiv to get married. So then you have these two sisters that fall to Levi, let's say, and it's one of them is a derabbanan tikkun iser, but lemaisa midoraisa, both of them are chayiv. That means that it's ending up being a chos zikukaso, and we know that there's zika in this case. Therefore, you're not allowed to do such a thing. So poga b'chos zikukaso, and that's going to be a problem. So you can't tell me that's going to be mutter for the sister to be involved. Ela achos de iser erva, must be the sister of the iser erva. Like we said in the Mishnah, Reuven, Shimon, they die, and they have these two sisters, Rachel and Leah, that they'll fall now to Levi, and one of them ended up being previously, she was a daughter-in-law of Levi, and now we have her to be the erva, so she's out of the picture, she's no longer Zuckuk, and the second one has to do Yibam or Chalitza. Next, we send the Mishnah that Iser Mitzvah is talking about Shnios. Am I Carly Iser Mitzvah? Why is it called Iser Mitzvah? What is that Lashon of, let's say, my mother's mother? Why is it called Iser Mitzvah? Am Rabbi Mitzvah Lashmah Devi Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the Chachamim. Iser Kedusha, what's Pshat Iser Kedusha? Mishnah said, let's talk about a case of, let's say, in Almana to a coin go, wah, 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 dol, grush of chalitza to the coin head, yo, zakta gemara, if I'm I carly, Iser Kedusha? Why is it called Iser Kedusha? Dechsev, kedoshim yiyu leilokehem, because they should be kadosh to their God, meaning to Hashem. Tanya, now we see a switcheroo. Rabbi Huda Machlif, he switches the different things. He says, Iser Mitzvah Zalman Lekoin Gadol and Grusha V'chalutza Lekoin Hedyot. For my call Iser Mitzvah, why is it called Iser Mitzvah? Dechsev Eile HaMitzvahs, because it says, these are the mitzvahs when it comes to the Kohanim. Iser Kedusha, Eshnios Medivri Sofrim, that's Iser Medivri Abanim. For my call Iser Kedusha, Rabbi Kolam Akayim Divri Chachamim Nikar Kadosh. Anyone who upholds the words of the Chachamim, they are called Kadosh. Amarli Rabbi, Rabbi comes back and he says, V'chol Shenim Akayim Divri Chachamim. Someone who doesn't do it, Kadosh Udolo Mikre, Rasha Nami Limikre, it makes it sound like you won't be called Kadosh, but not called the Rasha. That can't be. Classic, it's just the Rabbanan syndrome. What do you think? That's okay? You don't follow the Rabbanan. You're Rasha. Ella, Marava, Rava gives an answer. It says, Kadosh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. You should separate yourself from things. Rasha says, Kadosh Atzmecha La'amodu Lihi Zahir, Afa Mutalach, Lahosef Aleim Shnios HaMutalacha. Set up things, boundaries for yourself. Careful, even things that are mutter, so you don't come to do things that are going to be us. You end up marrying your mother's mother, you can end up marrying even your mother. And therefore, we don't do such things. Next part of the Mishnah said, Almana Lekoin Gadol. This is a problem. Kapasik Vatani said it pretty straight up that what? It is us to do such a thing. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to take his Yavama in Almana. If his brother dies, and it's Yavama, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. He's not allowed to take his brother's wife in Yibam. Lo shnam in an Asuin, lo shnam in an Erisin. Doesn't make a difference from Nisuin, like full-on marriage, or even from Erisin. Rashi says, v'lo shnam nafal l'fan of min Erisin, v'oda besula, deleka el alav de almana. Bishlama min an Nisuin, it makes sense that whatever it's min Nisuin, you're allowed to go and do Yibam in her, because I say, v'lo sa say, v'in I say, docha, lo sa say, v'a say. If I'm most of Rashi over here, that's coming from later on, Daf Samachalaf, Bishlaman is say velosa says amanalu yikach. One pasuk says amani she you're not allowed to take. That's a losa say. And the asay is besula yikach velo beula. Take a besula, not a beula. You can't have an asay of yibam bidocha a losa say and an asay. That not strong enough to do such a thing. Ella, min erisin, but it's case of erisin losa say gredahu. All you have is a losa say of not taking aman and you're an asay of doing yibam. So an asay should become docha losa say. Yavo asay v'yitcha losa say. Let it be a regular case of asay is docha losa say, which you know is a case. Rashi says, diyavama yavo le, should go against, don't take an amana. So what's pshat that it says? It's just do chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibam. And for the Gemara, Amar of Gidom Rav, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'also yivimto ha'ashara. The full pasuk is talking about if you're not going to do yibam. It says v'im lo yachbo tzeish lakachas as yavimto. If he doesn't want to take his yavama, v'also yavimto shaira, then he brings up the yavama to the shaira as a kain and v'armi me'ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'yisrael lo ova b'yavmi. Why did it say the word yavimto twice? It says if he doesn't want to take the yavimto, then v'also yavimto. What's a double lashon? As the Gemara now says, Shein Tamid Lomar Yivimto. Didn't have to say the word Yivimto. Ma Tamid Lomar Yivimto. Yishcha Yivama Achas, Sha'ola Lechalitza Ve'ino Ola Yivam. There's one type of Yivam that's Ola Lechalitza, does Chalitza and doesn't do Yivam. Ve'ye, Ve'ezon. What's that? Zuchayve Lavin. That's Chayve Lavin. Since he's not allowed to marry this type of woman, so therefore we consider she's going to be out of the picture for Yivam, but she has to do Chalitza. Frak the Gemara. Who says? Why are you saying that case is talking? Why are you saying that that's the case it's referencing? Ve mechayve krisis. Let's say that someone's chayve krisis is going to be chayve at least to go and do chalitza. Okay, they can't do yibam, maybe the chalitza. And for the Gemara, no. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ve'im lo yachbos ha'ish lakachas. And if the man does not desire to take her, ha'chafetz miyabim, that what's the mashmos of such a thing? That if he wanted to, then he'd be able to do such a thing. Yo, again, so now, kola ola. Now, when you're dealing with a Kurish Diklach, he can't be taken altogether, and therefore no Chalitza either. Says Gemara, Yihachi, Chayve Lavin Nami. We should say the same thing when it comes to Chayve Lavin. No Yibam, and no Chalitza. Says Gemara, Ha Rabbi Rachmana Yivimto. That's the Torah is including Ha Rabbi Rachmana Yivimto. Adds in that extra word over there to come and tell us that that it's a case where there's no Yibam, but there is Chalitza. And we're going to say this is talking about only someone who's Chayv, with the Chayv Elavin. But if it's going to be something which is Kareis, then you don't need Chalitza either. Affecting more Umorais. Why did you come to understand to say that? Yeah, why are you saying that you're Pater even from Li Chalitza if it's Kareis, and including Chalitza for those people who, or it's just a lav? Why don't we say the opposite? Beep, turn the page, Chaf from the base. Says, Gemara Mistabra, it makes sense to say, you know why? Because Chayvi Lav and Tofsebu Kedushin. Even though it's an Isser Lav, Kedushin is still Toface. Chayvi Krisis, low Tofsebu Kedushin. Kedushin is not even Toface. It's not even affected. It doesn't work. It doesn't grab hold. Rashi says in Tofsebu Kedushin that Hilkach Karinan Bey, where we saw this on Omer Aleph, it says, Hilkach Karinan Bey, Lakachas Bidieved. It's not considered a kicha. If you go ahead and you do marriage to someone's chayv krisis, it doesn't work altogether, but it does work when he's dealing with someone which is chayv lav. So we stand in this case that someone's chayv lav and you have to do chalisa, but you're not allowed to do yibam. Frek the Gemara now, is that really true? Masiv Rava. Rava comes in frek sakasha. Iser mitzvah, iser kedusha. Either Iser Mitzvah, which we explained, means a Durabanan de Gazach, right, Sofrim, or Iser Kedusha, which we said is a lav, Ba'ale o Chalatzla, if he actually had a relationship with her, or he did Chalitza, the Nifter Tzarasa, it ends up pattering up the Tzara, she's out. We thought the Chayve Lavin, Midoraisa, L'Chalitza Ramya, you want to say it only falls to the Chitza Midoraisa, L'Yibam, L'Yam Ramya, but it doesn't fall to her to do Yibam, so Ki Ba'ale, Amay Nifter Tzarasa, even if he has a relationship with her, why is it that he patterns up the Tzara? It shouldn't be that it works at all, it's an Isser. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Who Mosavlo, who Mafarakla? He asked the question, he answered it. Let's start in Ketani. This is split into two different cases here. Ba'alea Iser Mitzvah. When it says Ba'alea, that's talking about Iser Mitzvah, which is a Durabanan Dika Iser. Chalatzla Iser Kedusha. When it says Chalatzla, it's talking about one that is going to be the Chayve Lavin, the Iser Di Oraisa, right, the Lav. So by the case when it's only Midurabana not to do it, so if he ends up doing it, then it's actually in a pater up the tzara. But if it's a case where he's over a lav, then if he does chalitza, she's going to be off the hook the tzara. But if he ends up doing yibam, then it does not knock off the tzara. We're going to back a bunch of more of this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Okay, you frak the kasha again and Rav, and we say like this. Masav Rava, Betsua Daka Kruz Shofcha, Sri Zodom, Ve'azokin, Ocholtzin, Omiyabmen. Betsua Daka Nebuchadnezzar should ever know is means literally crushed testicles, a Kruz Shofcha, or a person who can't have children because they don't have a nice flow that's going on. Sris, someone who is a Sris, he ends up getting a Sris Adam. Someone who can't have children anymore, but these are all talking about cases of when it's done by a person. Rashi points out, Sris Adam, Shesirsu Adam, he castrated himself. Velo machmas choli nistaris, me'ala, me'ala, v'havi belav de b'chla, petzu adako, krushovcha, who for us at least Israelis is also to go and marry a Jewish girl. But all these cases they do it on purpose. If they have some sort of sickness, it's not the case. Vazakin or someone who is old and therefore not able to have kids. Rashi says Vazakin pasuk mileida v'hai lav michai v'lavin who ella kamash malon dafagav the lav bar oludehu biaso bia likno sivim to v'yatsim yana beget. Even though he's not a kid, a person that can have children, his bia is a bia in order to make it a yivimto, and he has to go out with a get. O cholzin, o miyavmin, either do chalitza or yibim, Rashi points out that lav l'chatchila kamar, it's not l'chatchila, eli yibumam yibum, she'im ba'alu kanu, k'tani lazil. If they did it, it works, like we're going to explain. Ketzad, how so? Mesu, let's say they end up dying, v'lohem achim, and they have brothers, v'lohem nashim, and they had wives. So you have, let's call Bob, and Bob is one of these matzavim, he's a Swiss, and he's married, and he has a wife, two wives, and he has brothers. And the brothers come, and they start doing mimer with his wives. V'nasnu get, or they gave a get, v'choltzu, or they did a case of chalitza, masha asu, whatever they did. V'imbalu, and if there'd be a, then kanu, it works. Mesu achim, but if you flip it the other way, but the brothers die, the ones that we're talking about, these are the ones, the brothers of the person who's a Swiss and can't have children, and now they fall to him. V'amdu heim, v'asu maimur v'shoseim, they got him and did maimur, v'nasu get to shechotsu, mashasu asu, it works. V'imbalu kanu, but if they'd give him, it works. V'asur l'kaimam, but it's asur to go and to hold on to them. Rashi says it's only going on the first two cases. Asifa kai mesu achin ubalu hein es yivimtam v'aptzui daka v'kayotzebo v'lav hazaken. It's not talking about the older man. Mishum shenemer, because the pasuk says lo yovu p'tzui daka. You can't have p'tzui daka to come in and join. V'isaka daka. You want to say chayv elavin midaraisa lechalitza rami liyum lo ramya. The midaraisa they fall to chalitza, but they don't fall to yibam in balu on my kind of the. Why would it work if they went ahead and they did bia? What's going on? Must be the Chayv Elav and Taka are Chayv to do Yibam as well, if you see that it's actually working over here. Must be Rav is wrong, who says that a case like this, that he said that if a woman is usher to the Yavam by Elav, they're from a Daraisa, he can't do Yibam. We come here and see clearly he can, and it works. Ela, Amar Rav, rather comes along Rav, and he says that Amana mina erisin nami, aseva losa asehu, dechsev kadoshim yu lelokehem. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol over here, and Amana falls to a Kohen Gadol to do Yibam, even if it's after only coming from Erisin, you have an Asay and a Los Asay, these two Psakim, and Dechsev, Kedoshim Yu, Lelukehem, and therefore it's going to be Asar from to do such a thing. And now Yibam can't beat that out if it's an Asay and a Los Asay. In fact, the Gemara, what about Mamzerus and Asin and Ma'il Kamim? What do you going to say about them? Because we know, according to them, this is only going to be a lav, and let the say of Yibam override the lav of not being with them. Says the Gemara, we have another statement. Ksiv v'hiskadishtem. This kadishtem is a pasuk telling us that you got to keep yourself holy and don't get involved with relationships which are all messed up. So we have a Yibam with the Mamzerus, and the Sina ends up being what? A positive, a mitzvah say, and a mitzvah, a negative, and a mitzvah losa say. You can't have an asay, a bidocha, an asay, and a losa say. So that's really true. Kola Torah kula asay, nami asay, velosa asayhu. The entire Torah is an asay, and losa say. The Torah says that we got to become kadosh, we got to behave in a way which is kadosh, which is holy. This idea of becoming holy is not connected to anything particular. It's every isser that's out there. So then you end up having everything is going to be an asay and a los asay, and you never have a case where you're going to have an asay, which is docha los asay, because every time there's a los asay, there's also an asay involved. So then what's going on? What are you going to do with that? Okay, he concurs, he backs down, he says, you're right. So we don't have now the asay and a los asay by the Kohen Gadol, even from Erison, to say that what's going to happen is that they're not going to have Yibam anymore. Ela, Merava, another answer. Gezerah, almana mina Erison, ato almana mina Esuin. It's a Gezerah, almana mina Erison, because of the fact of Gezerah mina Esuin, which is going to be a problem. We know when it comes to the Yibam Esuin, that you have an asay and a los asay that we saw. And therefore, it ends up being a Gezerah of an almanah min erisin because of this as well. In fact, the Gemara, Mamzeris and Asina, my Eikel Memer. What about Mamzeris and Asina? They only have a losase. So let that say of Yibam override the losase of being involved with them, and therefore you should be able to do Yibam. It says Gemara, Gezera bimkom mitzvah atu shalom bimkom mitzvah. It's a Gezera. We allow you to do it in the place of a mitzvah to do Yibam, then we're going to end up doing it even in a place where there is no mitzvah to do it. So therefore, we don't want them to end up doing that, getting married to you, Mzeris and Nusin. So therefore, we say you can't do it. It says Gemara, Elimiata, if really that's your problem, so Ashes Achiv me'aviv lotus yabim. You shouldn't do Yibam on Eishes Achiv Me'aviv. You know why? Because Gezera Mishem Eishes Achiv Me'imo. You may come to do Eishes Achiv Me'imo, which you know is not okay. But that's what you're worried. It says the Gemara, no. Yibam B'Nachala Tal Rachmana. Yibam is dependent on Nachla and Meida Yediyah. And everybody knows that you don't do it when it comes to a maternal brother. No one's going to end up making that mistake. What about another case of Isha She'en Labanim Lotus Yabim? A woman doesn't have any children, shouldn't do Yibim, because Gezer Mishum Isha She'esh Labanim. A woman who actually has children, which we know there is no Yibim about, people may end up coming to do Yibim in such a case over there. There's a Gemara, Bebanim Tal Rachmana. We know this is talking about with children it depends on. And Medi Yadi, and therefore everybody knows that Yibim isn't done when there are kids involved. Eishes Achiv Shaya Ba'olamo Lotus Yabim. Okay, what about the fact that you shouldn't do Eishes Achiv that wasn't in the world? He shouldn't be allowed to do Yibam. I got that backwards. I was very confused. Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'olamo Lotus Yabim. A regular case, you know, of Yibam shouldn't be done because Gezer Mishem Eishes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo, which you know is a problem. So you should never do Yibam. As Gemara be Yeshiva Talachman. What are you talking about? It's dependent on Yeshiva, right? When that means when they're together, like the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshvu Achim. Yachdov, when they were alive together. So maybe the other everyone knows it doesn't apply in the case where it's Shiloh Balamo. Kola Nashem Lotus Yab Memu. Why, but what do we say that all women shouldn't be doing Yibam because Gezer Mishum Islandis? Because the fact that people are going to come to do an Islandis and therefore it should be also to do it. Lo Shriach. It's not the case of an Islandis, it's not a Shriach case, so therefore we're not worried to make such a Gezera. Mamzeris and the Nami Lo Shriach. But what do you mean? These two cases are not Shriach either. So why is it we say we can't get involved with them because of the fact that people are going to do it in the case where there's not a mitzvah? Wow, after all that, they agree. He's like, you're right. Ela Maravi comes with another answer. Gezerah b'yarishona atu b'yashnia. This is an amazing concept. And that is that we know that we're going to say this Durabbanon, you're not going to be involved with these people with a mamzer and a nusin, I think. Hold on. When you're dealing with a mamzeris, even though you have a mitzvah that you can do yibam on the woman because of the fact that she's eishes achiv, but that's lifted off because of the fact that we have a mitzvah of yibam, but that's only bia rishona. Once he has bia rishona with her, Rashi says the mekayim ba'asei umatzi lemitka, you can push it off. But once he does that, he can no longer be with her. It's only the first bia, but then afterwards you have to go ahead and you have to divorce her. Rashi says we're worried of zera bia rishona at the bia shnia. Rashi says the lo matzi lemitka the kayim ba'asei. Once you fulfill the mitzvah already. And now it's going to be usher for an under the reason, and that's the fact that she's a mamzeris, and you can't be involved with a mamzeris, therefore you're going to have to get divorced to her, and we're worried people are not going to do that, therefore don't even do it in the first place. And Tanya Namiyachiv Ubraisa, which supports this concept, if we have a case that women fall to do Yibam, but it's really usher for them to go and do such a thing from an under the zach, in Balu Kanu, if they did it, it works, but be a Rishona, also the Kaimus, hold on to them, but be a Shnia with be a Shnia. So now, but we say, Hadar Amar Rava, Rava then said, Vitim Ravashi, Lav Milsi Dharmi. Not true. I want to retract that. It's not okay. Because we don't just go carte blanche and just get rid of something if we can, because there's another way of getting out of it. We can actually fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam without fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibam. What's that? By doing Chalitza. Dharmi Shlakish, Koma Kamshatomotzi Asei Velosase. When you're having a say to do something and a losase not to do it, and you have coming against each other, if you're able to uphold both of them, mutav, then do that. For example, doing yibum on a mamzeres, right? So you know how to be with her, but you have one thing and I say that you can, a losa say you can't, so just do chalitza instead. But if you're not able to, then yavo asei vitras losa say. Then the asei is going to be docha the losa say. Hachanami here in this case also, so we have the same thing, that efshar b'chalitza, since you can do chalitza, you're good. The mekayim asei v'losa say end up being your upholding both asei and the losa say. So it's not because of bia rishon and bia shnia. This is the real reason that we're doing it over here. You can end up doing both, and you don't don't have to go ahead and be involved in doing Yibum when you could do Chalitza, and then you'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah sasei of Chalitza, the mitzvah lo sasei of not being with the Mamzeres. Fract the Gemara 9, that's not true. Meisavei. V'imbalu kanu, it says, but if they did Ubiya, then they were Kone. What does that mean? If they did it, then they were Kona. That means to say that it must be that what they did is a Yibum works. Midoraisa, says Rashi, Alma Midoraisa Rami Kame. Limitchi lo sasei. Midoraisa, you can actually push it off. This lo sasei, therefore, that's not the reason. Whenever you have an asein, a lo sasei, you can be kind of both, you can't do it. That's not true. Rather, the reason is because of Rishona, because of Shnia, Gezera, Tiyufta of this last attempt, but going one step back to say like the Gezera of Rishona, Atu Shnia. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.